It's my birthday weekend. Spring is in full swing. The older I get, the more I enjoy spring. It wasn't even that bad a winter. Still, I'm just loving every minute of it, even the rain. The world here in Mahoosick Mills is greening up and just bursting with color. Of course, it's not officially spring until my toenails are painted. I'd be hard-pressed to wear open-toed shoes without painting my nails, though I respect people who do. It's a personal choice. For me, the minute the weather is warm enough to wear sandals, and that has to be pretty warm because my feet tend to run cold like the rest of me, my toenails need to be painted. I let them rest during the winter to recover from all that polish, but spring makes me feel frisky and optimistic, and my toes want to get in on the act. Painted toenails have always been a sign of spring in my family. Robins, pansies, and a pedicure. I remember being little and watching my mother paint her toenails. The smell of carpetone and nail polish counting down the days to the end of school. Mom would paint my toenails too, and my sister Irene's. It was a regular pedicure party. Us girls could never quite decide between the pink and the peach, so she'd use both, going back and forth, one nail pink and the next peach. "Painting your toenails helps you make friends with your feet," she'd say. I didn't quite get that back then, but now I do. Feet, among other things, do not age gracefully, but nail polish can cover up a multitude of sins. Men, sad to say, aren't so lucky. Between you and me, Charlie's starting to get old man feet. You know what I'm talking about. Some of his toenails are a little yellowy, and the nail on one big toe is starting to tent up. It's the perfect complement to my bunion. But hey, my feet have served me very well for 60 years. The least that I can do is bring them in for a tune-up every once in a while. So, this Saturday, me, my bunion, and the women who run with the moose are going to Bangor to celebrate my birthday. We're going to this place that my niece Caitlin told me about that does these wonderful foot soak thingies with herbs and stuff while they serve you tea and munchies. I know! And it gets even better. The foot soak is followed by a lower leg massage and reflexology. Then the usual. They pumice the hell out of your tired winter feet and spiff it up with a little color. I'm going to do the lavender rose moisturizing foot bath. Doesn't that sound heavenly? I was trying to decide between the tickle me pink or peachy keen polish, but I think I'll do both. In honor of my mother, who taught me a lot of things, including how to make friends with your feet. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.